Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the international phenomenon that is known as the Interweb Rundown. I am your host, Action Mango, a.k.a. Dr. Dad, here with my co-host.
E-Rock the Goon, baby. You already know the vibes.
Yeah, it's been a wild one. Been a fun weekend this time coming in. So I got to tell you guys, had a bit of an adventure, a little medical dad combo.
So someone say the definition of a shit show.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, just literally missing the shit. Just like, that's it.
So
just
all like, right, go ahead, dog. You have the floor.
Oh, man. This one, literally, my day got very interesting from like 1:45 to 2 o'clock. And it was just like, all of a sudden, it went from like, you know, I had my daughter there. She was getting a little cranky, needed to get down for a nap. We had to meet up with our friends for dinner at lunch at 3. So it's getting a little tight on the time schedule. Yana's in the shower. I'm like, all right, cool. I get this kid down literally at 1:50. I'm like, she'll take a nap. We'll get her in the car. We'll be good to go. I am money right now. And then my wife just opens, I hear her open the door, and she's like, in the calmest voice I've heard, like, ever, for, like, an emergency situation, she's like, David, I'm going to need you to take a look at this. And I'm just wandering the bathroom, I'm thinking, like, all right, something weird, what's going on here? I walked into what I can only describe as a murder scene. Like, just like.
It's funny how you walk into that, but there's, like, zero urgency.
Yeah. I mean, her the tone of the voice did not match what I saw. Like that's just like, no. She cut her finger. It was just in the shower. It was a little accident, but she was just like, handled it like a champ. Though I got to say, my wife's a tough cookie, so I give her credit. But like, I just went into immediate panic. I'm like, we got to bandage this up. We got to get going. Like I was just like, let's go. Okay. Like I got Aria down. We can make this thing happen. We're good to go. We'll just so.
I need some details here. Like, what are we talking? This is a pretty gnarly cut, or.
I mean, she sliced her finger up real good. She was attempting a nice day of self-care. You know, she wanted to just take a good shower. You're like, enjoy herself. And you know, she deserves it. She works hard. She's an amazing mother. Like, she earned it, okay? Believe it.
Right.
And then in all this process, I felt bad for her because it's like, you know, the thing slipped, glass broke, cut her hand, and then it was just like, it was all kind of downhill and hectic from that point on. And it's just, whew, it was quite the day. So,
yeah.
Just so everybody knows, this is take two of our recording.
Yeah, this is take two.
I walked in for all of, I think, 5 minutes to see you to record the first time. But
we literally hit the record button and we're like a minute in. Yeah. And we get an error phone call and yeah, it's...
Just, you know... Hey,
family comes first, but we got to take care of the fam. You know?
Like, yeah. I love you guys and I love you listeners, but it's like the wife wins out every time. So it's like...
Yeah, you got to take care of her. Yeah, but she's good. That's the main point, right?
She is on the recovery. She's, you know, just on the mend, taking it easy today. I was like, look, you just hang out, take it, just relax. You just milk the injury for a little bit. Don't go into work the next couple of days. Just have fun with that. So
what's up? Any stitches, anything like that? How was the visit
itself?
No
stitches required. That's the second part of our little adventure there. So went to urgent care after, you know, I left you. And then her doctor, this guy, I mean, not winning any awards for bedside manner ever. Okay, like he's just...
I mean, it's urgent care. So, I mean, essentially that's like the Pep Boys of the medical field.
I mean, but damn, like these guys are just like, this guy, like she walked in, he's just like, okay, basically was like, you're not dying, go home, go pick up whatever, I'll just send you some stuff at Rite Aid, have fun, see you later. And I'm just like, bro, like, she was in and out in like 5 minutes. I'm like, yeah, maybe we should have gone to the other urgent care. Like, I see why the line was short here. Okay, let's put it that way. Like,
gotcha.
He's one of those guys. Didn't really help the matter. So I was just like, look, but fortunately, you know, she's doing better now. Everything's okay. So. We will make it all's well with the world. So
that is the most important part. And listen, this episode has some highs and has some lows.
The
title's going to be When It Rains, It Pours. So and you guys will find out why. coming in real quick, before we get into anything, you know, before we get into the main stuff for the episode.
Yeah.
We have something broke while, you know, you have to take care of wifey.
Oh, a little extra
okay. More information on that new Predator movie. Listen, you know me, I'm a huge comic book nerd. Mm. And listen, Predator is
I mean,
the Predator series has some hit or misses. I get it.
Yeah, they haven't all been gems, but still worth watching.
Yeah. But their new movie seems to be promising. This is the first one under Disney. Okay. So, let's see. You know, it's going to be, we know that it's going to hit this summer, and it'll be under Hulu.
Okay.
And this is going to be a prequel called Prey. And this is set to take 300 years before part one with Arnold Schwarzenegger. The whole getting the chopper movie.
So. I mean, the classic. Like, but I mean,
the first two is what has my heart. Yeah. I'm all into it because I know that I am familiar with the lore of Predator. Yeah. So,
but I like I'm hoping that
what I really do is I hope they introduce the rivalry with aliens and how they use them as slaves. Like, yeah. That's what I really want to get into.
Because we got a little bit of the alien kind of, you know, backstory with the other movies. Oh, yeah. So I'm just like, yeah, they 100% should get, and dude, that if they don't go in that direction to show that, I mean, come on, what are we really doing here? Because we already had the crossover movie. Let's get the backstory now.
And I want to see some damn video games again, man. They had that one dope ass game, Aliens vs. Predators, but you had your choice between Predator, aliens, and the humans. I mean, it sucks because we're, you know, we're such a huge disadvantage.
I mean, yeah,
you like, know, all we had was radar.
It's kind of just like, all
but right. if you chose the Predator, like it was you had a fucking, you might as well have been playing with a Game Genie. You had the cheat code for everything. So
I mean, he had all the cheat codes. So it's like, yeah.
even the alien was tough. Even though, you know, you have hordes of them essentially, which is where they get their strength and stealth.
That's really how they got the advantage on you. But I mean, still though, it's like,
friend, you can cloak. You have the freaking. You have the laser. You have the disc.
Yeah,
the spear.
Like,
I mean,
you're like, at some point, you're like, come on. If you know what you're doing, you can get a good advantage here. So it's
exactly.
Like, it's all right.
Okay, somebody who's getting kind of flamed online, but this might be a little bit, you know, putting this a little too soon because it came out that Chris Pratt voice won't be, you know, because Chris Pratt is going to voice Mario in the upcoming animated film. So it came out that he's not going to use the traditional Mario voice.
Which I'm kind of glad to hear. Like, not gonna lie, like I could have pictured when I first heard about it. I pictured him doing it, but I mean, like, yeah, that wasn't gonna carry on for too long. You know?
I'm just listen. It'll be weird to get a Mario without the Italian accent.
I mean, yeah.
Hey, listen, it's just listen. You know, I'm forever Captain Lou Albano was the original Mario for me.
I mean, of course, but so you know but, what they're gonna give him like a little shout out line, just like he'll pop it on, just like just as like that little inside, that little wink and nod kind of deal. So
yeah, I feel like they're gonna make fun of it a little bit about the accent.
Yeah,
knowing
they can't ignore it. So it's like, well, come on.
That's what made them I kind of trust it though. Chris Pratt, he's a beast, man. Like, let him. Bro, I'm down to see what he can do.
I don't know if you ever saw him on that old show, Parks and Rec, but that's where he got his start, and he is funny as hell. So like, just doing the Mario thing too, I'm like, you're good, man. This movie's got potential to be as good as the Sonic movie was. So it's like, hey,
exactly. And I actually really did like the Sonic movie too. When they pushed it back because all the fans shitted on it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I was expecting it to be crap after that, and then you still got a great movie, and it looks better than it did before.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the sequel to that. I'm looking forward to this. I'm gonna repeat myself. It'll be weird getting Mario without the traditional Italian accent because you hear it all throughout Mario Kart. You hear it everywhere.
Yeah, so, they're gonna have to do a little bit of like that fan service. Like, it's gonna have to come in somewhere. I don't know where, but it's like
it'll be very weird. But I'm open to change.
No, we got to do something. And like you said, at least it's Chris Pratt, so we're getting good stuff here.
I wanted to get into real quick. I got a chance to see Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yes, how was that?
All right, spoiler free, but man, that you know. I can't, Edison, I was a Ghostbuster when I was a kid. I had the proton pack. I had the jumpsuit. I had the whole shit when I was a kid. When the car came out, in Rocket League, it's the first thing I bought.
I mean,
I bought that shit. And I went to see the flick. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie.
Nice.
Completely enjoyed the film.
That's good. And
without spoilers, I mean, obviously, if you've kept track of the marketing, you know that there's some, you get some special guests and some special cameos in the film.
Mm-hmm.
But man, that the way that shit ends is such a tearjerker, bro.
Oh, they're doing that.
Oh, it's one of those.
I'm glad you said that because now I'm ready for the emotional drama.
So yeah. But listen, I thoroughly enjoyed the film. If you're a fan of the old school series, not the 2016, if you're a fan of the original series back in the day in the 80s, this is nostalgia times 10. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong with it. Again, thoroughly enjoyed the film. Story was dope. You know, seeing the ghosts was dope. I mean, development, the whole thing, absolutely perfect.
It looked like
if you do get a chance to go see it, just like a Marvel film, there's two post credit scenes.
So, oh, they're pulling that move, really?
Yeah, okay. Post credit scene has another gem of a cameo, and the other one could possibly or might not lead to a sequel. So.
I like what I'm hearing here.
I mean, how they left the film. They left it open. I've been keeping real track of this shit. It's on a, I think it's a 75, no, it's a $65 million budget or $70 million budget.
That's pretty good.
Grossed, first week it grossed 44 mil in the States, 16 overseas. It's already tracking to make its nut this week.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the time it finishes the theater run, it's all gravy for them.
That's so I'm assuming, strong,
I'm assuming that sequel's coming because theater, you know, studios like money. So
I mean, they would do it. And they got to consider that you're not making, like you said, if you can cut even, you're not doing Marvel money or like, you know, if you're making their money back and you're looking pretty good considering everything that's going on. I mean, like, yeah, green light a sequel. Like, let's make it happen. Exactly. Especially if it's as good as you say it is. Like, you got that open-ended, you know.
Thoroughly enjoyed the film. They explained the story and everything. It's a, I was worried about slow start or anything like that, but story, the pace, it's perfect for what they went for.
Nice.
So it's really cool.
Definitely check it out for sure. Watch that one.
Okay. All right. So we're going to have some fun here. Well, actually, listen. I have a couple of listeners hit me up on TikTok. And we've answered this question ad nauseum. So I hate to put y'all through this again. But the question keeps coming. Should Halo and Battlefield have a Battle Royale?
I mean, just like... Where does the money say?
So this is where I'm gonna leave it, and I'm probably never gonna answer this question again. We've done several episodes on this. I will say this, and you can I'll get your take afterwards, so we could put a line in the sand. Halo, after playing it, Halo doesn't need it. It doesn't.
No.
But it would be cool to have. But it doesn't. It does not need it in any way. Now, Battlefield absolutely should have a BR because my thing is that I don't know too many battle royales that are successful as an exclusive title. So to me, that pushes Halo out. I don't know if Halo has a hell of a fan base, but I don't know if it has the sustainability to, you know, not only have a competitive arena shooter. But to also put down a good battle royale. I don't know if it has a fan base for it, even though it's crossplay with PC and Xbox. Without that PlayStation crowd, I don't see.
I don't see
that being a possibility. So.
No, you're right.
That kind of puts Halo out of the running for me. But Battlefield, being the fact that Battlefield is a multiplayer only game, to me, the fact that it doesn't have it is franchise malpractice.
Yeah,
absolutely, a huge miss.
I get what, like you factor those things in. Like you said, if we were looking at it from just like a purely gameplay basis, you might be able to lean a different way towards it. But like you said, when you're paying that 70 for the game, I now definitely want more modes in it because now I had to pay for it. So I want to get more for my money's worth. Versus, you know, Halo gets that pass because it is on Game Pass and because they have announced. Like, they're going to do it, and like you said, Halo doesn't need it, but it's nice to have it. And it's just because they said it's coming down the road. All right, you know, we'll let you slide for that, because again, I didn't have to shell out $70 right away to just enjoy like 60% of a game, you know. So it's like,
exactly,
that's the thing. It's like they're gonna do it. They're doing it from the perspective of, yeah, it makes sense financially for any studio to do it, because even if you develop a half-ass battle royale mode, it's still gonna sell like hotcakes, you know. So why not do it? And then the players want it, so you're gonna make it happen. And it's just like, it'd be silly not to do it. Like I said, I'm just okay with Halo doing what they're doing, because they've kind of seemed to lay out like this most realistic kind of roadmap of everything, where it's just like, yeah, this is when that's coming, that's when that's coming. And provided they hit their targets, everything's on board, we're looking good. Battlefield has to do the same thing, where it's, you know, they came out, it was a pretty messy launch.
It's not getting any better. And we're going to get into that. We're going to get in. That's probably the gist of our episodes. The reason why we're calling it When It Rains, It Pours.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's the holidays, I'm supposed to be cheery.
Yeah, it's secondly over.
They definitely fumbled the ball. So, moving on. So basically, we're pretty much on the same page then, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Halo doesn't need it. Battlefield absolutely should have it. Or it's a big mistake.
It's all because you got a pick.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we're gonna circle back to a BR point later on, but it's different. It's a whole different. It's part of the news. So, just real quick, I wanted to touch on some Halo Infinite stuff that's coming out. So, basically, if you're like me and you love Halo Infinite, but you're worried about, you know, my first take was that it feels kind of limited, even though it's a beta.
Yeah.
So I keep my expectations low.
That beta tag goes a long way.
Exactly. I will say this: the creative director did an interview with IGN, and he did a hell of a job of not teasing shit. And I'm saying they're super, super political.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tease a thing, but. What he had said was throughout all the seasons. So right now we're in season one of the game. And throughout all the seasons, we're going to see added content. So it'll be similar to like a live service game. So every season you're going to see an updated playlist, different weapons, new maps. So again, now knowing that, I'm good. I don't have to worry about nothing. Campaigns are on the corner. December 8th? So
yeah. Not in that far.
I mean, we're grooving, so I'm no longer worried about Halo. I love the fact that he didn't say anything. He just says, as the season progresses, we're going to be adding content.
That's the way.
So he kept it nice and simple.
Expectations realistic.
Yeah. So they know what they're doing. I'm no longer worried about it, because you know I really like the game. The game had a hell of a launch. It launched immediately with esports. There's already tournaments going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you already know, we're trying to form a squad and earn some money out here.
Hey,
so, you already know, you rock the goon, hit me up, you rock 57, Xbox Live. Let's run some rank, let's get in some tournaments, and let's make some money out here, man.
Let's do it.
Let's teach these sweats how we do it.
Gotta let me know, you're back there in the back of the day, so, he knows.
Yeah, yesterday felt real good, I'm not gonna lie. Yesterday we hopped in that Fiesta playlist.
Oh, yeah?
They have released the game. The playlist Fiesta is basically you respond with a random with two random weapons and an ability.
Okay.
So either it could be the shotgun, a sniper rifle, and like the grapple hook. It's always random with every respawn.
I like that.
So, me and shout out to my man, the first Tony. We went on the hell of a run yesterday. We played the mode about 8 times, only lost twice.
Not bad.
So. I was averaging about 20 kills, super crushing. I really got to start streaming, you know.
That's the next step, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, you know, all that shit will be up and running soon. But yeah. Listen, I took the week off from gaming, period, because it's just, you know, I found some crappy news at work, so just going through the motions. Listen, the day we can go fully independent with this, I'm going to roast my job. I wanted to set that bridge on fire, but
it's coming.
I'm just gonna stay political for the time being.
Keep the job for now. It's just then once we get out there, then it's gonna be reign of terror.
Okay, so now we're gonna get into some. We're gonna roast some people real quick. All right, so let's
get it.
All right, so just for the sake, because you know we joked a lot about Rockstar. and shit like that. But those who are still grinding in GTA 5 Online and Red Dead Redemption 2, you know, your monthly updates, you're going to have to put that on the kibosh, because as per an article on comicbook.com, they are allocating all resources to fixing all the bugs that plague the Definitive Edition.
And I mean, there are a lot of them. So,
oh my God, I'm telling you guys, the reels, the TikToks of all the glitches and epic fails, it is worth gold. I can't stress that enough. It is the most hilarious thing in the world.
It's really to the point where I look at it, I'm like, you guys let this out the door? Like, you guys didn't expect any? Like, you've seen how we play GTA 5. You didn't think anybody's gonna pull this crap? Like,
oh. It's just, it's not even what people are doing. It's the game itself. Like, if you're trying to, because essentially it's all PvE. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not even competitive.
That's true,
So that's literally the game. I lost my shit when I saw that dude driving. And he was, you know, he was at 4 stars, holding ass through traffic, and he finds a sidewalk that's completely clear, and his car just comes into a straight halt.
Oh God!
It comes to a straight halt, and his body goes flying out the windshield.
Yes,
I started laughing. He crashed into absolutely nothing, and his car got destroyed. And then the cops came and ran him over. Like, that's, I thought that shit was absolutely hilarious.
That's the best. It's like, you know, the bugs in GTA were always great, but then it's like when there's even more on top of that.
Yeah, it's just the field deck. I got it. Absolutely phenomenal.
Field deck. Dude, and it's just like, and now these guys got to wait for, because I mean that's gonna take months, and so you have no GTA updates for at least
till
spring, maybe, if you're lucky.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying, man.
That's rough.
It's it's just gonna, especially for those online. Well, listen, I can't play GTA 5 online anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just way out of hand, bro. It's way too over the top. Like it's Saints Row. It's basically, but Saints Row. It's not GTA. It's not.
That's what it became, and it's just like, at least Saints Row had the decency to, like, lean into it, like, whereas GTA still likes to pretend like it's normal. I'm like, bro, I'm in my apartment, and not only do I hear the bombs going off outside, so I'm already just on high alert, then I see the jet bike flying by my window, so I'm like, great, now if I drive out my garage, I'm immediately going to get annihilated. That's if somebody doesn't come down with the orbital cannon. Did we forget about that? That somebody had a freaking space laser? Okay, like...
It's absolutely ridiculous. I can't, no. You definitely can't enjoy the game. My issue with Red Dead, as always, is just, it just, there's just no content for it. There's one, that's, I'm telling you, when they released the Moonshiners mission, which I thought was absolutely sick.
Yeah.
But the issue is that there's this one mission where you have to run in there and start a bar fight to bring the value of the bar down.
Yeah.
Why isn't there more of that? I can do bar fights all day long.
You could literally just make that a little mode. And just like, they had gang fights, the bar fights. Same thing. Start drama in a certain area, fight people. It's just like, that's what I didn't get. Like, I'm like, you could have just imported half the, like, just not like the missions, like, you know, bit for bit, but it's like that same kind of like the gameplay mechanics of all that stuff into Red Dead. And it just felt like, they never took the time to, like, flesh it out as much as they should have. Like, that world alone should be, like, filled with stuff by now. If you really think about the wages.
I will always hold that shit against Rockstar. Red Dead is by far the superior game.
Yeah.
And it's essentially the bastard child of Rockstar. Because they show that shit absolutely no love. And that shit is criminal.
I'm like, bro, it's
way better than GTA.
It's literally just like, and you're right, though, because it's like, I can't, when the game first came out, how many people were just sitting there? You just saw, like, video after video of just people just staring at the mountains, just looking at how beautiful everything was, because they're just like, this game looks amazing, I love it. And then it's like, all right, Rockstar.
There's just nothing to do.
Keep going.
Absolutely nothing to do in this game. All right, so we're going to head to our final topic, and it's another downer. But
happy holidays.
Listen, they did it to themselves, man. They absolutely did it to themselves. Okay, we mentioned before, you know, Battlefield absolutely should have a battle royale.
Yeah.
And this is why. There's already a custom game mode out there, sort of like like GTA Pixel. There's a dude that has like a custom game in Portal mode.
Oh yeah.
And in Portal mode, he he made a Warzone style gameplay inside Battlefield. He calls it's called Warfield 100. And basically, you respond with a pistol, and you have to collect random loot. There's a closing circle, and there's a pregame lobby. Even has something similar to a gulag, but Warfield, which is the Battlefield version, is a little more forgiving. Every time you die in Warfield, you have a gunfight in the prison, and you get to come back. With Warzone itself, you only get one shot to come back, or your teammates got to buy you back for the rest of the game.
Which I like that. I mean, at the same time, the gulag, it makes the Warzone gulag a little more intense. So I kind of like that. Like, it's just that, all right, this is my last shot. Just like this.
The gulag is the definition of bragging rights.
Yeah.
The gulag itself is the definition of bragging rights.
Well, we all know
when you make it out of there, you're instantly shitting on the person.
Yeah. I'm like, I beat you in a small room.
If I'm part of the development team,
mm-hmm.
and I see that people have this mode and it's popping, I would sit back and be like,
expand and flesh this out.
So when I tell you there's credence to this, we're not joking. People want Battle Royale, and it's not for Halo, but it would be better for Battlefield. It's just what it is. Like I said, Battlefield is just built for it. You have the wide open maps.
You need to do
it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just built for it. People are making this as their custom game.
It's got to happen. Like, it's got to happen. Like you said, Battlefield is too... It's called Battlefield. Okay? It's just like, literally. So it's just...
I can't fathom. It's such a on-demand thing that they just refuse to give into. You copied everything else, you might as well.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. I'm like, just might as well. And it's the same thing with, like, be smart like Halo and just be like, yeah, we're going to do it, but it's not coming out until, you know. And hell, Overshoot, just be like, yeah, we're not even going to give it to you till like, you know, end of 22. Just be like, yeah. And then this way you could just come up in, like, June at E3 and just be like, hey, by the way, guys, we finished it early. Boom, here. Dropping it as a beta. Literally just copy the moves that you saw everybody do successfully last year and just repeat it. Like it
exactly. 100%. So all right. So in the article with GameSpot.com, the lead designer for Battlefield, it came out that he's actually exiting
the project. I heard about this,
So you know, now the game doesn't have its lead, its creative director. And granted, according I think that it's suspect too.
It is,
but according to him, it's a job that he was offered before the project was coming out, and now that the project released, he can't turn it down.
It's interesting how it all lines up. You know, it's just My only concern with news like that is when it's like you hear it from other games with like you know like you think of like Anthem. Like, you know, Cyberpunk, all their directors left right before things really hit the fan. So it's like, it's one of those like red flags of just like, yo, this ain't all this.
Just like, it's like when you're, you know, a highly anticipated film come out in the theaters and they don't let the critics review the film.
Oh, God, yeah.
You're like, okay, something's definitely, they know that there's a steaming pile of shit being ready to be shown. Of course. They're not showing them any love. So, regardless, they're saying that he's not going to be part of any of the updates, and there's supposed to be several big time updates before the year's end.
Yeah,
they had already, according to them, they had already nerfed the hovercraft and they had fixed the accuracy on the bullets.
Okay,
but they're saying that there's still a bunch of bugs left in the game.
That's a thing.
Okay, this is the reason why I wanted to wait before jumping into this shit, because I just, again, I don't trust a lot of the releases. I just don't.
And, you can nowadays. Like it's
different because there's real money being involved here.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't have disposable income like this. Like, I don't want to waste
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So the game already dropped in price. It went down from $65. Now it's at $50.
Shocker.
So I don't know if it's a Black Friday thing or if it's going to stay like that. I know Steam, shout out to my man Chris, Steam has an insane sale right now. So
it's been problematic. It's just been like, my wallet's been yelling at me.
Exactly. That's all. I'm going broke. I'm just going to end up going broke for 100%.
Yeah. Well, you just figure, all right, it's just this and then we got Christmas. Then I'm good. Then we're good. Yeah.
That's the only reason why I didn't go ham on it, bro. Because I got the holidays right around the corner. I gotta be better. I have
There's a few. Yeah, you know, you just get the family presents first, and then I can splurge on myself. It's like
and as per today's technical difficulties, I definitely need a Bluetooth headset for sure.
Oh yeah, just put that out in the universe. Be like, you know what I do in those moments? I leave the Amazon page up on the computer. I'm just like, oh, I'm just gonna just leave that and just put it out there for the world. Just yeah. And my wife will come back. Oh, did you want this?
Just to kind of put a bow tie on Battlefield. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we put When It Rains It Pours for a reason as the title, because according to the highly anticipated game mode that they've been running with in marketing called Hazard Mode, according to A-List, and this could be all hate. There's no evidence on this. Like, there's no video. This is a dude on Reddit that was going off. He said that he waited 15 minutes to get into another game in Hazard Mode. And he's over there on Reddit saying that Hazard Mode is basically dead. And he said that the Conquest Mode is just plagued with bugs.
I mean, yeah, that's
which that part I do believe, because that's where all the reports are coming from. 128 people on a map, and that's where all the negative reviews are. The only shining light in the reviews were Portal Mode and Hazard Mode.
That's the thing. So, it's like, you can't expect it to keep track of where... Like, it's not even like you got 128 people, like, trying to do all the same thing. It's just everybody's doing their own damn thing. So, of course, that's going to be the worst. It's like, I don't know.
It's just weird because it still has a insane population. Like, there's, like, still millions of people playing this game.
Yeah. I think that's the...
It has a shit ton of negative reviews. Yeah, it's a shit ton of negative reviews, but there's a crap ton of people still playing this game.
They'll give it a shot. You still got the faithful, and then, like, you know, the people who just want to try something different, the people who just want something a little more, like, I guess, is it, like, less serious than Warzone in a way? In a way, it isn't. It's just, like, but, like, Battlefield does kind of lean on that sandbox thing a little bit more than, like, I think Warzone does. But, so, you know, we'll see how, if it holds out over the next 4 months, I would say, all right, maybe they got something going here. They really need to get on their stuff before the...
I don't think I'm waiting around in it. Like, I'm kind of going through my I have a few games I got to knock out before I start really dipping into the PC world. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just a there's two titles I have on my wish list. I forgot the name because my boy Chris put me onto it. No. But it's like it's like the setup that Battlefield wants to do. Huge sandbox. Okay. It's like 50 on 50. Like, it's a huge game mode. And it looks real. I forgot the name of it. I didn't do it justice.
Oh, is that Tarkov?
Tarkov is one of the games I know that the Discord that I'm on. I know those guys play it. But I forgot the name. I wish I had my computer up and running so I could have just done it. But we'll come back next week. We're talking about the two games I really want to get into. One is set, oddly enough, one is set like in World War II settings.
I mean, depending on what you're doing.
And I'm not a fan of that, but I will try because this shit looks so clear, so sick.
Yeah.
Really messing with the PC. At first, I kind of was annoyed by it because
it's a learning curve.
When you're on console. Mm-hmm. It's all like kind of laid out for you. You don't have to do shit. You just plug and play, and you just go on.
No, for sure.
I totally underestimated the type of attention you need to pay on the PC. So
it's a lot more do it yourself for sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even funny. And again, shout out to my man Chris, who baby walked me through a couple of things.
He is your Wikipedia.
I was basically running into the same issues, like, you know, with Call of Duty. I just constantly had like a black screen flickering and
The
rendering was incomplete. It looked like garbage. Like, you know, I was having performance issues in Call of Duty. I got that squared away. Then I was getting then I started playing Assassin's Creed for a while. Mm-hmm. Same thing. And Halo was fine. Halo I never had any issues with. Oddly enough. But I realized that the only common, because everything's up to date, you know, when you have a PC.
Yeah, you keep everything good. Yeah.
Yeah, when you have it, because I turned that shit into my routine, where before I even do anything, I check my drivers, I check the software itself on the PC, like I do a whole little thing.
It's a whole pre-fried checklist.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what, and I took that for granted because I'm like, damn, it puts you down because, you know, even though I got hooked up with a nice price on this PC, you definitely hooked it up for me, but it was still like annoying the shit out of me because I'm like, damn, I could have just gotten a fucking console.
I get it.
And not have to worry about shit.
Going on, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's fair because like you came from, like you said, console life where everything is taken care of. Like you haven't had to do this yet. And like me, I'm more like, all right, I'll just like futz around with every damn button and menu setting. Like, but I'm also like a slight psychopath and I'll sit there and stare at menus all day. And instead of like, I get the wanting to just like jump into a game and do everything. Like let me tweak everything before we do anything. So
I made it very clear that like, I don't care about insane graphics. I don't care about all that shit. Mm-hmm. I just want smooth gameplay. Yeah. Obviously, I want the game to look good, but I'd rather it perform as it should than to be super pretty. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a complete graphics whore. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit.
We can chill. You know? Medium settings are nice sometimes.
I found out that my troubles were me discovering what fucking VRAM was.
Oh, yes.
And I noticed that there's some games have a, like, I'm playing the AAA games, so games like Call of Duty, and I don't know if it's like that in the on the other side, on the indie side, I guess.
But, not as much, no, but definitely with like Duty, like Apex, all those games. So.
Yeah, so I noticed that there's a gauge there. And it says where you should be at, you know, as its recommended limit, and it tells you where you are. And I realized that all those games that was giving me issues, I was way over that fucking line.
And that's like,
shit. Yeah,
there's so no like check valve to be like, hey, this might run crappy. It's just, no, we'll let you go. Have fun. Just like,
you know what it is? Because I thought if I optimized the game according to the GPU, the NVIDIA, that I'd be okay. No, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. No, so I tweaked that part, because Halo, for some reason, Halo's not synced with the NVIDIA. And Halo's all of Halo's settings was like low and medium. So that's why that shit was running perfect. Uh-huh. Absolutely perfect. So then I was like, okay, so that's got to be what it is. So the moment I tweaked all the settings on Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and I tweaked everything on Call of Duty, that shit is running beautifully.
Nice.
Said, so I'm like, okay, now I'm starting to understand.
Each game
fucking
becomes,
take the training wheels off a little bit.
Like this little learning curve for like each game. Like, all right, what settings do you like? What does this want? You know, like I had to do it when like everything I booted up Forza. I'm like, all right, tweak this, run it at medium. Like, and it's the same deal. We're like, it's like, oh, run everything on ultra. I'm like, it can't do it. I don't want to see 4K if it's coming in at 20 frames a second. Like, it's who wants this?
Hey, it's funny that you mentioned that because I know other games have it, but I noticed it with Assassin's Creed. Mm-hmm. When you toggle the menu between your resolution and shit like that, like when I toggled between ultra and like high, there was just one. The only difference in the picture was like a shrub. That was there. So I'm like, so you mean to tell me this one fucking bush is the reason why?
Bro, it's all
my
about
game
the foliage.
Fucking crashing. I mean, I love my foliage and I have a huge green thumb.
We do, but
if that fucking bush is in the way of me and my game, you know, enjoyment, then get that fucking shrub out of my way.
I'm telling
you.
You
know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. You're completely right.
It goes into the depths of the sin. You know me. You guys, this ain't new to the fucking PC guys, but it's new to me. So the whole settings goes into the depth perception of the shadow, you know, fucking ray tracing. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't think that mattered.
It's like all stuff that you look at it, you're just like, I don't even know what this is actually describing. Like, I'm just like, what kind of, like, they're like, but, like I said, whenever we just talk about ray tracing, I'm like, I don't know how to actively just, it's like we're tracing light, okay? I don't know how to make sense of that, okay?
We said light bouncing off of things.
That's, yeah, I'm like, sense. I've never thought, that wasn't even a thing until I started hearing ray tracing, so it's like, I guess, but yeah, you always have to, like, figure out what's what and what's going to really, like, hit your system every, like that, where it's like,
exactly.
Like, damn, bro, so, like.
It's funny because in Halo, I started to tweak those settings to kind of bring it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I've been grinding that game since it came out. And I haven't seen fucking wildlife at all in the game. Mm. Right? Oh, yeah. There's a section there for like wildlife, and that brings up your RAM a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, or like birds and shit like that. So then I put that on. I'm like, I haven't seen fucking animals. So then I put this on, and sure enough. There's a big team battle. You're in a huge ass map,
yeah.
And like I'm running down this like in between the mountains, and I see like these like steroided roosters running back of them. Like that shit wasn't there before.
Yeah, so
that has to be part of the settings that I was tweaking.
That's it, man.
But listen, it's just cool that it's finally coming together. So now I'm really starting to enjoy, because now I kind of have an idea what the fuck I'm looking for.
Well, like I said, you're in that nice sweet spot of, like, you've gotten over all the other, you know, easy essential, like, you've gotten all the essentials out of the way. Now it's just, all right, really have fun with it, start tweaking the thing to what you want it to be, and it's like, now you can really have fun and just, you
know, like, so I'm definitely enjoying it, because
then we'll go to the dark side.
It makes sense. It runs smooth, and it's dope. It's really cool. And then yesterday, when right before she hit the fan with what we're wifey,
yeah,
you gave me a bit of a crash course on what essentially the brains are of the computer, and why I should be looking at that stuff. So,
well, because you're, it was like you said, most people just want to be like, oh, what should I upgrade next? I'm like, yo, like, do the video card next, like, because it's weird to be like, you're sitting there, you're just like, all right, you know, if you look at any, like, you know, charts and anything else from the people who are doing all these, like, you know, breakdowns of like what your performance bumps you're going to get for upgrading what part, yeah, you could get more frames with the CPU, but I'm like, you're going to see a bigger bump. You had a GPU right now, so it's like, you can kind of leapfrog them over, like, time. So it's like, I'm in that point of, like, I'm going to do my GPU next, then, like, yeah, I would benefit from a CPU upgrade, but it's like, I can wait a little bit. You know, then I'll do the CPU upgrade, like, a year or two down the road and just, like, space them out. I don't have to do everything at the same time. I can kind of spread out that upgrade cost versus, like, being forced to buy a whole new console all over again for $500. Yeah,
exactly. So right now I'm enjoying it. I'm not touching shit right now. Everything looks good.
Hey,
everything's behaving the way it should, so I'm happy. I'm super happy.
Let it run, let it go. That's all it needs.
I was bummed out for, I'm not gonna lie, I was bummed out for a while. I'm like, fuck, man, I don't know why it's just not working right. And I feel bad because, you know, my boy always offered his help, and I don't, you know me, bro. I like to figure shit out for myself. I hate bothering people with shit, but he just says, yo, trust me, bro. That's what I'm here for. Don't worry about it. So,
bro, between me and him, shout out to your resources. We're here to help out. So it's like, it's all good.
But I'm not now. I can really enjoy it. Super happy with it. And just so that you guys know, I'm fucking starting more of a mouse and keyboard guy now. Starting to come around a little bit.
It's starting.
With Halo, I'm not going to lie to you. I stay with, because it's nostalgia for me.
Yeah.
So with Halo, I actually do hybrid. If I'm in close quarters, I use a remote.
Yeah, yeah.
But the moment I pick up a sniper rifle,
oh yeah,
or anything like that, I switched to mouse and keyboard.
That's the way to go.
To piss people off.
That's the way to go.
I kind of go hybrid with Halo, but for the most part, your boys are, except for like driving games. The driving games, I stay with the controller.
Yeah, no, driving control. I refuse. I will only paint in Forza on the mouse and keyboard because I can switch through the menus that much faster on the mouse. But
exactly. Driving?
No, thank you. I'm not trying that on keyboard.
But now I am. I'm now. I can truly say I'm happy with it. I'm really enjoying it. So
nice, man. Good to hear.
Yeah, it's starting to really come together. So and a perfect time too. So you know, I look forward to running with some PC dudes. I'm telling you guys, I'm almost there. I just have to knock out Assassin's Creed and then Aliens Fireteam, and from there I'm back full on PC.
Then you can start wrecking guys.
Yeah, I get to enjoy the whole thing. So.
Be good money.
Dave, people know where we can find you, brother. Let's wrap this one up.
I'm located on the old interwebs at Action Mango on IG and TikTok. And you can find me at GT40MKV on Xbox Live. And that would be fine.
Yeah, I can find me anywhere, man. The Gulag Goonie himself, E-Rock the Goon. TikTok, YouTube, IG, wherever, except on Twitter. I gotta get back on Twitter. I kind of left Twitter by the wayside a little bit, because this I use Twitter just for like, you know,
notifications, tweeting angry.
Yeah, I use it exactly just for like my you know, news. That's where I find the majority of the stuff. That and Reddit.
Yeah. No, so, yeah, those are the two big sources right there for us. So, I mean, look, it's Twitter and Reddit. It's like, yeah, they're still gonna be there.
All right, y'all, let's wrap this one up. Listen, man, you know, I like to kind of sign off with some positive affirmation. I'm no one inspirational, but I do understand the importance of positive reinforcement. So, just remember, man, you owe it to yourself to chase your goals and stay positive and lead with kindness. Please come back next week for another installment of Into a Rundown. I ain't E-Rock the Goon.
Action Mango.
And peace out.